I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, my name is Tanya DeBrock, and welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. I'm going to pray first. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you that this is the day that you have made, Lord. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Your steadfast love endures forever. And I thank you, Father, that your mercies are new every single morning. Lord, I pray for each and every individual who hears my voice today, Lord. I pray that you give them ears to hear, eyes to see, and prepare their hearts, Lord, that they may come to understand the full knowledge of your truth, Lord God. I pray that you prick their hearts, Lord God. I pray for those who may be caught and trapped in a world of addiction, Lord God. You're a miracle worker, Lord God. You set me free, and I know that you can set them free as well, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your miracle working power in their lives, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that you've blessed me, Lord, to be a blessing to others. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm just going to give you a brief testimony of my life and what I'm doing today. I went through Mary's Song three times before going back this last time. I was like wondering, God, what is wrong with me? Why do I keep making the same mistake over and over and over? So I prayed before going back to Mary's Song this third time. God, I need you to help me. I need you to set me free. I can't continue to live this life. I was just completely and utterly miserable, and I felt trapped. So when I went back this last time to Mary's Song, I was at a place of complete and total surrender. I had nothing left. I know that God's grace brought me to that place, and I'm very thankful for that. And God set me free. And in worship one morning, I saw a vision of a large key, and the Lord took that key and he placed it in my chest and unlocked my heart. And in that moment, I felt like a little girl was released. I felt all the emotions I had trapped inside since I was a child. And God came up behind me and he wrapped his big arms around me and he healed that little girl. And I am telling you that it has never again since that day been a struggle to use drugs or drink alcohol. I was totally healed that day. God took that from me. And I'm so grateful and so thankful. And I just want to let you know that God uses Mary's Song as a tool to heal people and set them free. There's many women who have gone through Mary's Song that have the same story. Not the same as mine. You know, it happened to them in a different capacity, but they're free. They're pastors and leaders in the church. So if you find yourself in a place of not being able to get free and trapped in addiction, I would just let you know, go to the website, marysong.net, fill out an application, or give us a call at 504-822-1341. All right, and I'm going to share with you a little bit on being marked by God's love. And I have a scripture here from from Isaiah 49:14 through 16. The Bible says, "But Zion has said, Yahweh has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. I'm all alone." Yahweh responds, "But how could a loving mother forget her nursing child and not deeply love the one she bore? Even if there's a mother who forgets her child, I could never, no, never forget you. Can't you see I have carved your name on the palms of my hands? And I just want to let you know, no matter the situation that you may find yourself in today, I'd like you to know this, that God loves you and He has a plan for your life. And He loves you so much that your name is permanently engraved on His nail-scarred hands. There isn't anything that God wouldn't do for you. Even if you find yourself in a place where you once were going to church and reading your Bible and praying, and you turned your back on God and ran in a different direction, He's not surprised by your running. This was a part of my story as well. Whatever the reason that you may find yourself in this place, it could be grief, pain, loss, or just outright anger and rebellion because of past things that happened to you in your life. The goodness and the love of God, don't let them keep you at a distance. They're all lies from the enemy to keep you in bondage. When God first called you to Himself, He took into account and forgave you of all of your sins. Past, the present, and the future were nailed to that cross, and nothing in heaven and earth could separate you from His great love, not even yourself. I have a word here that from Charles Spurgeon, I like reading him, that goes along with this scripture. It's a commentary. It says, "No doubt, a part of the wonder which is concentrated in the word see from this scripture is excited by the unbelieving lamentation of the preceding sentence. Zion said, 'The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me.' How amazed the divine mind seems to be at this wicked unbelief. What can be more astounding than the unfounding doubts and fears of God's people? The Lord's loving word of rebuke should make us blush. He cries, 'How can I have forgotten you when I have engraved you on the palms of my hands? How dare you doubt my constant remembrance when the memorial is set upon my flesh?' Oh, unbelief, how strange a marvel you are. We do not know which most to wonder at, the faithfulness of God or the unbelief of His people. He keeps His promises 1,000 times, and yet the next trial makes us doubt Him. He never fails. He's never a dry well. He's never a setting sun or a passing meteor or a melting vapor, and yet we are continually vexed with anxieties, molested with suspicions, and disturbed with fears, as if our God were the mirage of a desert. See is a word intended to excite admiration. Here indeed we have a theme for marveling. Heaven and earth may well be astonished that rebels should obtain so great a nearness to the heart of infinite love as to be written upon the palms of His hands. I have engraved you. See the fullness of this. I have engraved your person, your image, your situation, your circumstances, your sins, your temptations, your weaknesses, your wants, your works. I have engraved them all, everything about you, all that concerns you. I have put you all together there. Will you ever say again that your God has forsaken you when He has engraved you on the palms of His hands? He's waiting for you to come home to Him. See His hands of love outstretched for you. It doesn't matter what you've done. Nothing can separate you from God's love. If God loves us so much that He gave His one and only begotten Son as a ransom from our sins, how much more will He not do for you? So I ask you right now, if you find yourself in a place where you're maybe backslidden, or you've turned your back on God and ran in the opposite direction for whatever reason, turn around, repent of your sins. 1 John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." if you want to recommit your life to God today, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you went to that cross and you gave yourself, you gave your life for mine. And I say to you this day, Lord God, that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse me now, to wash me in your blood, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, that from this day forward, I give everything to you. I surrender everything to you, Lord God. Lead and guide my every footstep, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be the leader of my life, Lord God. I thank you that my old life has passed away and your new life, Lord God, begins in me today. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for each and every person, Lord, on this, listening to this podcast today, and I pray that you would give them the boldness and the courage to take that step, Lord God, to come to church, Lord, or to call us at Mary Song and fill out that application. And I thank you, Lord, for your healing touch upon their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.